Welcome to In Case You Missed It. Hey, we're your hosts, Jason and Tony.
In case you missed it.
And these are some things you may have missed if you missed part of the show this morning.
And we don't want you missing nothing.
First things first, though, Tony was weed eating and found a what looks like a duck on a rope. So we ask at 106.9 Kicks Country on Facebook, what is it? Somebody said, I believe it was Travis, said that it was a hunting decoy.
And then somebody else replied that it may be an implement from a shack of love.
Yeah, they did say that. But if it's a hunting decoy and it's got a rope that comes out the back, I mean, I think probably everybody knows that rope butt mallards are big around here, right?
That's what this area is known for.
I mean, daggum, nearly the state bird, the rope butt mallards. And
where do y'all think rubs come from?
They come from rope butt mallards. A lot of people don't know this, but in the back at Lowe's, the reason you can't go back there, they got a bunch of those rope butt mallards, and they make all the rope, and there's some old boy there cinching it up, putting it on those reels.
That's what all that quacking is back there.
Yeah, so
making rope.
Come to find out it's a dog training toy, or dog hunting training thing. That's what we finally figured out it was.
I appreciate the lead to Google where we learned that.
Also on the show this morning, we were wondering about how the new Halloween movie would go. The first one came out in 1978, so Michael Myers has to be like 80 years old by now.
He's aging.
Here's how we think it'll go down.
It's been 40 years since crazed killer Michael Myers unleashed terror on Halloween night, and now he's back. And this time, he's got a bad back, and he can't swing a knife like he used to because the bursitis in his shoulder acts up. Michael Myers creeps up on you with his walker, and he doesn't kill you right away because his prostate is enlarged and he has to use the bathroom first. Halloween 2018. Now, get off his lawn.
Also this morning, we talked about a lady who got kicked off a flight because she had an emotional support squirrel.
On an airplane.
We thought there's no way that you could train an emotional support squirrel or a squirrel of any sort.
Oh, boy, we were wrong.
Luckily, we have Alabama Elvis.
Hey, it's Bama Elvis. What's going on, guys?
Oh, hey, you're my emotional support bammer.
Hey, man, I was calling to let you know I do raise baby squirrels and I have two right now of my own.
That is right. I remember that.
Yeah, you can tame them. It just takes, they handling them and, making them a little environment of their own. But, yeah, I've had, right now, going on 6-1, man.
Hey, he's even named, what was the first squirrel's name, Elvis, you shared? You told me.
Well, I had a baby girl. She was my very first one.
Oh, my God.
And then I had Scrat.
Scrat, that was the one I remember.
Yeah, and then I had Scrat at last year, and then got Elvis and Priscilla this year. Talk about getting close to an animal, an animal getting close to a person. Them little squirrels, when Scrat at passed away on me last year, man, it killed me. It broke my heart. But, yeah, I can see where a person can have some kind of emotional animal, but the aquarium,
honestly, Elvis, what if somebody had an emotional support anaconda and it got too close to your emotional support squirrel?
Well, my anaconda don't want none of his emotional support squirrels.
No, I wouldn't be around that anaconda.
Tony also provided us with another scary story in 5 words.
And now, a very spooky presentation from Jason and Tony. Scary stories in 5 words.
The proctologist has big hands.
Ooh, scary. Scary stories in 5 words from Jason and Tony.
A brand new word of the day as well.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Fruit of the Zoom. Fruit of the Zoom is what happens when a car takes off so fast, it makes the passenger leave skid marks too. Fruit of the Zoom.
Last Tony's word of the day.
And we talked to Tess Frame. She works at a radio station in Panama City to tell us about some of the things that are happening now after Hurricane Michael.
Tess Frame is an employee of a radio station in Panama City, WPAP, and as radio stations are supposed to do, stay on the air and help you out when there's a tragedy, and Tess did just that.
Now, am I right in saying, Tess, that you stayed at the radio station through the entire hurricane?
We did. See, we lived, my family lived in one of the flood evacuation zones. They had, they called for evacuations for zones A, B, and C. My family lived in zone C, so instead of leaving, because I wanted to stay here and be on the air and help get out this vital life-saving information that we are getting out and continuing to get out before, during, and after the storm, we came up to the radio station. We knew that the building was steel-reinforced, that we had backup generators, and the crew here able to withstand this storm and make it through okay. And so that's what we did. We came up here the night before and got settled, got the baby settled, cooked some steaks on the grill, and got some sleep before this storm hit. And then, bam, you know, we were live on the air getting information out as this thing came barreling at us quicker than anyone expected or imagined. So,
yeah, it seemed like, like the night before, it was like a category one or two, and no one really knew. And then the next morning, poof, category four. It's a monster. So not a lot of time for evacuation. Now, we've seen a lot of coverage on the news, and it looks awful. But a lot of times the news skews it a little bit to look maybe more awful than it is. What's an actual report from you about what it's like?
Unfortunately, the footage that you're seeing is not just pictures of the worst in a small isolated area, and they're not showing the stuff that didn't get hit. Jason, everything got hit.
Wow.
People keep calling, okay, I live in this specific area. I live in this house. Do you think it's okay? Do you think it got spared? This isn't one little tornado that made one little, you know, pass throughout a town or an area. It hit everything. There are trees. If you lived within 100 yards of a tree, you probably got hit by something. Unfortunately, there are a lot of trees here, and there are a lot of places where there are a lot more trees. We are in an area here. Our radio station isn't very densely populated. We're across the street from a big old cemetery and graveyard, and we have trees all over the road.
Oh, my.
In people's homes that just got hit. I mean, trees falling in the middle of homes left and right is the most common thing that we're seeing. And hopefully, thank goodness, a lot of people took shelter in the emergency shelters, because there's a lot of mobile homes. There's a lot of people who don't have the place to take shelter or had to leave their homes. Luckily, a lot of people got out. Every single hotel room for 150, 300 miles from Dothan to Panama City, or sorry, to Birmingham, Pensacola, Mobile, were at capacity. And then, of course, Tallahassee on the other end, they got hit, but a lot of people also went further down south to Orlando because it was coming right at us with a direct hit in Panama City. But Mexico Beach, if you're not familiar with that area, it's about 30, 45 minutes to the east of us.
Yeah.
That's where you're seeing those devastating storms.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I've seen a bunch of those, and it just looks awful there. Hey, Tess, we don't want to keep you too long, but just real quick, a lot of people are wanting to know what they can send, what they can do. What's the number one and number two thing that people need in your area right now?
You know, we're still trying to look at that and assess. My Florida, I think it's the website, Florida.gov. Look at the Red Cross, look at FEMA, and we'll help disseminate that information. And Jason, I will give you a text message with that as soon as I have it and let you get that out to your listeners, because we will be needing it. Unfortunately, we will need a lot of help in the coming days.
And we'll leave you with the real good. Every single day we go through all these news stories, try to find you one that's positive and uplifting, and we call it the real good. A guy named Kevin Boyers, who we're going to be talking about today, he's a school counselor at an elementary school in Lancaster, Ohio. It's about 30 miles southeast of Columbus, Ohio. And he tries to spend part of each day on personalized handwritten notes that he gives out to all of the students at the elementary school.
Wow.
His school has about 600 kids, so this isn't just a few kids. This is 600 that he's writing. Last year, he wrote at least one note to every single one of them.
Dang.
Then he either handed them out in person or left them on their desk before school, either way. he writes that he's proud of them. He congratulates them when they do well in school. And when a new student moves to town, he writes them a welcome note.
Dang.
He's been doing it all again this year, and he plans to write at least one note for every kid again, but he also pays special attention to kids having issues at school or at home. Special attention to those kids because they need it.
Think about it. You know, like somebody tells you they love you in a text message, it's beautiful.
Right.
But, man, to hand write and see someone's effort and ink or pencil on
especially,
paper,
you know,
and you read it.
Kids need some encouragement sometimes. There's a lot of kids going to school that don't get the encouragement at home.
That's true.
And they need to get it from somewhere or it'll never happen for them. He says he's lucky to have really great parents. His parents would write notes put in his lunchbox every day.
Aww.
That made him feel good. So that's where he got the idea to do it. The response so far has been pretty good. He says it's also kept his spirits up because he's gotten a ton of handwritten notes back from kids who wanted him to know how much they appreciate him.
Well, look at all
that's
the lunch
really
boxes that never had a note in them.
Right.
He's made up for that.
He's filling that role for those kids, and I love that. Kevin Boyer, you are real good.
Well, there it is. Hope you enjoyed today's podcast of
In Case You Missed It.